There are three passions that dominate the life of Brian Robison: family, football, fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all about family, and I even include my friends into that family. Obviously, football is a huge passion of mine. I've done it all my whole life almost. So, and then fishing. I mean, those are the three things that really kind of make up my life. I mean, it's all about football when I'm in the season, and then off season, I mean, it's all about, you know, hanging out with my family and as much as I possibly can, and getting as much time on the water as I possibly can as well. So, I mean, those are definitely three of my passions.
They are what drives him in life and his biggest inspirations. So when he found a way to merge all of his passions together, it was the perfect combination.
You know, this is something that I'm really excited about. It gives us an opportunity to give back to the community in more ways than one. It ties in pretty much everything that makes up my life. You know, my family is going to be a huge part of this deal for us. To be able to combine those things of giving back to the community, having my family there that has my back, and combining football and fishing with it, I mean, it couldn't get any better than that for me.
Giving back has always been important for Brian and his wife, Jamie. So it was a big day for them earlier this year when they announced the launch of the Reel 'Em In Foundation.
Well, it's been something that I've been wanting to do for a while. You know, getting my family and financially secure was a huge deal. And then, you know, we've been blessed to be able to do that. And then to be able to come out and finally be able to actually find how we want to go about this. I mean, that was the hardest part, was figuring out what we wanted to do. All the info will be posted up on the Reel 'Em In Foundation tab on BrianRobison96.com.
The foundation will host two fishing tournaments this year, one in his home state of Texas and one in Minnesota. They are partnering and supporting a very worthy and important cause for the couple this year: Canines for Cops.
Every year, you know, families are affected by some sort of violence, some sort of robbery, whatever it be. And these canines, I mean, it doesn't matter if they're going in to chase a subject. It doesn't matter if the cops' lives are on the line. They risk everything as a dog for their handlers and for the cops. And so it was something that was really touching to me, having a father that was a cop. It was something really touching to us as well, because we're obviously animal lovers. We have two dogs ourselves, and it clicked for us right off the bat. And so we're very excited to be helping them.
Giving back drives the defensive end, but so does winning and getting the Vikings back into the playoffs. The 9-year veteran hasn't been in the postseason since 2012 and is ready to see the purple back in the playoff mix.
We've been in some situations where, you know, we're not really playing for much in December other than pride. So to actually be in a situation where we kind of control our own destiny and we're able to go out week in and week out and make sure we put ourselves in a good spot to hopefully make a playoff push, it makes December a lot more fun, that's for sure.
Since being drafted by the Vikings in the fourth round of the 2007 draft, Robison has been the rock of stability on the defensive front, a leader who continues to excel on Sundays while also being the veteran to teach his younger teammates.
I think as an old guy, you understand more and more that it's not so much about yourself as it is about the team. And when you see young guys being able to come along and you see that their futures are going to be bright, you see guys like what we had, you know, in Arizona with Anthony Harris and some of those younger guys stepping up and really being able to make some plays for us, Trey Waynes, I mean, you know, those are young guys, rookies that are coming in, and they're actually making impact plays for us. And when you have that type of depth, you see that the future's bright for our team.
His enthusiasm on the gridiron will never be denied, but he shares that same energy with his other passions in life: being a stand-up father, an active fisherman, and his new foundation brings them all together with a perfect blend and mixture of those ingredients.
It makes you realize how blessed you are, especially having children. You get to look at your children every day and see that they're happy. And then also just knowing, you know, kind of where you came from and how other people are struggling at these times of days, you definitely feel blessed. And so for us, around the holidays is the time that we try to give back tremendously. You know, we've got the Shop with a Jock deal, obviously our foundation. So It's a very blessed time for us, but it's also a very busy time because, you know, it's kind of crunch time for us as far as getting things going for the foundation, making sure we're setting the tournament up and everything like that, getting everything in the right place to get it done. But it's also a very joyful time at our house.